It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. I'm very excited about today's show because we've got an actual living music legend in our studios today. This guy's a part of my own youth because the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire was heard all around the world. So many hits, Serpentine Fire, Do You Remember September, Fantasy, After the Love, so many hits from Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's a catalog of great R&B music from the 80s and the 90s, and they're still together today, still touring. Philip Bailey takes time out of a very busy tour schedule to stop by and talk with us right here on Border Crossings this hour. He's also got a new jazz album coming out. We'll talk about that, and we'll get to hear some Earth, Wind, and Fire songs and some interesting stories from Philip Bailey as well about his family life and some other things as well. So hang around. Don't miss this show. This is Border Crossings, and it's Philip Bailey coming up on today's program. Hi, I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. We welcome you to a very, very special show. I've got goosebumps. I'm so excited about today's guest. It's a 9-time Grammy-winning Hall of Fame member, Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. We welcome Philip Bailey to Washington, D.C.
Thank you, L.L. I'll call you L.L.
I am not worthy, sir. It is great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Wow. Now, you're in D.C. for a big concert, a big festival.
Yeah, we're doing a jazz festival tonight. We're closing it. And so I don't even know where it is. It's in Maryland.
Maryland. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, Meriwether Post Pavilion. In Columbia, Maryland.
You got it. See, I just go. I just look at my memo, and now they text them and stuff, and you go, okay, where we are today? You know.
Now, you have been doing music for a few years, for a moment.
For a moment. I started when I was 9, and I'm 67, and started playing music in school, 4th grade. Mm-hmm. Always was doubling. And as a drummer and singer, so I would go back and forth from the choir to the band.
Mm-hmm. And you work with a drummer singer on a big hit called Easy Lover.
Sure did.
And that
you
was
know,
a
can
big
always
one
tell those singers that are drummers their timing, you know, and how where they put this their lyrics and stuff. Yeah.
So now you, in addition to all of the body of work that you have with Earth, Wind & Fire, are an accomplished solo musician. And I think in the 90s you launched your first solo jazz CD, 94 was it?
Well, that was the first jazz one, but this is my 10th solo project.
Right, the new one.
Yep. And so I always like doing a lot of different things outside of Earth, Wind & Fire because it gives me an outlet to really kind of spread my wings, grow, and learn some stuff. And then when I come back, I have something fresh to offer.
Mm-hmm. Was it jazz when you were growing up that you were into?
Man,
were you
I started listening to it early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was listening to it. My a friend of mine's mother, her boyfriend was a jazz bassist. So while the kids were out playing, you know, my age, I was going through the record collection, you know, checking out Art Blakey and, you know, Billy Joe and all those guys.
Miles Davis, I guess.
And,
big influence to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You have been an influence to so many other people for not only for your jazz, but also, you know, your body of R&B and pop work that you've put out. How does it feel now, looking back on your career, to be considered a role model, an inspiration to younger people? I mean, you've really touched so many people in so many different ways.
Wow. I'm really blessed. I have to kind of pinch myself sometime and really just embrace the fact that, okay, you're here. You know, someone said once you have to deserve the right to be heard. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, I guess I have deserved a right to be heard in some shape, form, or fashion, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, man, I'm always reaching for the next thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't dwell on, you know, that stuff. It's a extinct pleasure, but I'm always looking for to that next thing.
Mm. And the new album, Love Will Find a Way, has Chick Corea and a number of other contemporary jazz artists.
Yes, Chick Corea, Christian McBride, Christian Scott,
wow.
Will.i.am is on there actually.
Will.i.am,
it's a project that just celebrates my love of many genres of music,
mm-hmm.
from jazz, R&B, pop, gospel, rock, it's a labor of love, mm-hmm. a real labor of love. It took us about over a year mm-hmm. to do it, about a year and a half,
mm.
but it's possibly to date my proudest project, you know, because it really,
wow.
you know, now I'm doing it. I mean, I've always done it for the love of it,
mm-hmm.
but now it's sheerly for the love. And I actually financed this project myself because I didn't really want any outside pressure mm-hmm. of, you know, I want to make sure that I could just allow the music to tell me what it wanted to be and where mm-hmm. it wanted to go.
Mm. And these are all songs you wrote?
No, they're covers. And in the mix of just being creative, there were several songs that were created in the studio that are originals.
Mm-hmm.
But they're mostly covers.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is a reflection of our social and political, you know, tensions, you know, around the world. We drew on a lot of the freedom fighter singers like Curtis Mayfield and Abby Lincoln. You know, we have an Abby Lincoln song in there. But it's one of those kinds of projects that we just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We just let it happen. And I'm so proud of it. Just. Mm. Yeah, I usually don't listen to myself, you know, after doing the record, but I have listened to this project quite some time, and we made sure that Russell Elvato mixed the project,
mm-hmm.
and so we took that organic approach to the project. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do some LPs and stuff like that.
Are you doing a tour for yourself, a solo tour?
Yeah, we're gonna do that. We're gonna put it together, probably in the fall once I get off my day gig.
Mm-hmm.
As Earth, Wind & Fire is my day gig.
You know. That's a funny way to refer to
my
a
day gig,
multi-platinum,
gig.
100+ million sale group.
My day gig. My day gig and my night gig.
Well, I love that. You don't have to work as hard as you do, but you choose to work this hard.
Well, I love what I do. I really do. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I would pass by a house and some and some professional musicians were practicing, and I got a chance to hear what it really sounds like with people doing, you know, at that level. Mm-hmm. And it sounded, man, amazing to me. So it that's what I always wanted to do. I said, oh, I want it to sound like that, you know? So it's still got its bit in my mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we talked last summer. I had a chance to catch up with you on the phone last year. And we talked a little bit about your memoirs. You had published an autobiography a few years ago. And you said you're due for another one. That's what you told me. You're going to work on another one. Have you thought about it much?
Well, you know, it was kind of the whole introspective thing of writing a book makes you go places that perhaps you wouldn't have gone if you didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a cleansing, you know, of sorts. So, possibly I'll get back into it and do it, you know, on a different level, a different aspect of life.
Hmm. How many albums have you been putting out? I mean, I didn't count. Earth, Wind & Fire, Philip Bailey solo albums. How many?
Well, I guess there's almost 50 now.
50?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost 50.
You ever pinch yourself and say, wow, I can't believe I'm doing something I love and for so long? And
well, you know, Miles Davis has hundreds, you know. So,
well, that's a goal, right? We got to go hundreds.
Like checking it now. But, and now, you know, because record companies are not so much in the mix as they were when we sparred our career, you know, you can do so many things, when you want to and how you want to, mm-hmm. you know, and with whoever you want to do them with. So, you know, I'm always thinking forward. We're going to do a duet record. I don't know if I'm giving some stuff away.
Oh, please do it. We'll keep it between us.
We're doing this duet record with Earth, Wind & Fire and a bunch of guest stars. So I'm going to start working on that. But, yeah, I'm still having a lot of fun.
And your son's in the band.
Yeah. My youngest son from my first marriage, he's in his mid-30s now. Mm. Yeah, but he went to Berklee School of Music. And then after that, he worked out there for some few years. Mm-hmm. And says, hey, you want to, you know, come sing, you know? So he works with us. He gets a chance to see why I was never home.
So, yeah. A little late now in his 30s, but that's all right.
It's our bonding period.
He can appreciate it.
Yeah, he can appreciate it.
So we're going to call you Dr. Philip Bailey. You mentioned Berklee. They gave you a doctorate, didn't they?
Yeah, actually, I have three. One from Columbia, one from Berklee, and one from Connecticut School mm-hmm. of Medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I got this pain right over here. You want to tell me what's going on?
I'll sing to it.
That's fantastic. I'm in awe. You talked about your son, and I know you have a few kids. You have, I think, seven?
Seven, yeah.
So, and they range in age from, you know, the oldest to...
Five are grown, uh-huh. and then the little guys are 14 and 12.
Now, do they comprehend what dad does?
Musician, yeah.
I mean, as a 12-year-old, the son of Philip Bailey.
Old school. Love music. And one is a natural drummer and has a wonderful voice. The other one sings as well plays trumpet and guitar.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of music these days? I mean, when you're listening to what's out there now with the kids, the 12-year-olds, the 15-year-olds are listening to.
It's all relative, you know, because mm-hmm. music is just kind of an audio snapshot of what's going on,
right.
you know. And so in some ways, you know, you just have to look for what resonates with you and, you know, what's good, you know, mm-hmm. what you deem as, you know, good or... And just keep it moving, because mm-hmm. you know, every generation, the generation before it had, we had the best music, and you know,
right.
I don't know what you guys are doing. I remember my mother saying, you know, when we was listening to James Brown, she said, they playing the same thing over and over and over and over. I don't get it. I don't understand. And what's he talking about, funky? He's like, don't play that stuff in my house.
That's great. Now, I do want to ask, you know, there was a bit of controversy in the last few months. Taylor Swift recorded an Earth, Wind & Fire song. And all the Earth, Wind & Fire loyal fans said, Taylor Swift due in September, it doesn't work, she shouldn't talk. What does Earth, Wind & Fire think about Taylor Swift due?
I'm so glad you asked me and for the world to know, because I got in a little tussle with some people. But man, you know what? I figure that it's so beautiful that music is free like that. And I've heard a lot of different singer-songwriter versions of Earth, Wind & Fire songs on satellite radio, on the coffee house and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's free like that for people to express themselves the way they want to. I thought, you know, it was a treat to hear her version of it. Justin Timberlake did a version of September with us, you know. And so it's just one of those things that I think the people went in too much on it, you know, a little too serious.
Do you have a favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song?
Not really, because I think about the Earth, Wind & Fire songs as the way I felt when I was actually recording them, mm-hmm, and stuff. And so a lot of songs that I think that are dear to me would be songs like, one comes to mind, And Love Goes On. Different nights, the different songs will speak to me. You know, I remember going through some things, you know, some challenges years ago, and singing sing a song. Mm. And that song actually kind of came back at me like a mirror. Mm. And it was like, whoa. And, you know, and I wrote it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, now the words had different meaning.
Yeah, they had
a little
different
later
meaning
in life.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you always had the falsetto? Is that something you've always done?
I have, man. I think that I was enamored with female vocalists. You know, one of my biggest influences, Dionne Warwick.
Oh, gosh.
I loved all that Burt Bacharach stuff when I was a young man. And you know, of course, Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington. And
Nina Simone, one of my favorites.
Okay. I got into her later. But I think because I was raised with a bunch of females and not my... I kind of identified with that passion and the lyrics, the lyrical aspect of how females sing, and so I didn't know that it was a falsetto until I was singing at a club one night, and a teacher from one of the colleges came over and said, "Man, you have an amazing falsetto." I said, "Okay, that's what that is." You know. I'm a natural baritone and studied operatic baritone in college and stuff. So.
See you.
Now, so is, if you had to pick a favorite, I mean, style of music, is it jazz? Has it always been jazz for you?
If they said, well, okay, you got to pick one.
Pick a lane.
I'm a jazzer.
A jazz man. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great style of music.
I probably listen to jazz. I do listen to jazz more than I listen to anything else. You know, like, you know, jazz, gospel, sacred music, stuff like that. But I like all kinds of music. I listen to classical. I listen to, you know, country, indigenous music. I like all kinds of music.
Mm. I was listening to one of the songs on your new album. You have a video out for it. And the beginning of it sounded a lot like Marvin Gaye. It sounded to me when I listened to it. I heard Marvin Gaye in the beginning sound.
Well, I did a Marvin Gaye cover.
Oh.
I did a Marvin Gaye cover.
Well, there you go. You did a great job of it.
It was an iconic song that I always loved that wasn't necessarily a big hit, but it was one of those songs that just haunted you the way he sang it. And so we did get a chance to do Marvin Gaye cover called Just to Keep You Satisfied.
That's it.
Yeah.
You sounded great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loved all the videos I saw.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays, when you first started, you didn't have to do a video. You know,
right.
You did the Ed Sullivan show, you did all the shows. Now, everything has to come with a video.
And that kind of came back to bite Earth, Wind & Fire a little bit, because Maurice was one of those kind of people that felt, you know, that, you know, being seen was kind of a downside, you know. So we were like, Mystique was in. But I think that, like, now, you know, we wish we had have had some of the visuals of studio stuff and a lot of different things that we did back in the day.
Changes the business part of the music world, because now it's a very expensive, millions of dollars per video. So it's kind of, whew, if this doesn't work, wow, that's it. Career's end.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think about YouTube? I mean, you didn't have the benefit of YouTube when you were getting started.
And you'd have had the benefit of doing photos and videos and stuff at such a cheap rate, but at such a high quality. Mm. You know, now you can do some amazing things, and it looks like $1 million,
yes.
You know. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because a lot of people can become very, very popular just on getting, you know, a lot of hits, you know, and not necessarily on substance, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's the attention spans of everyone's is about 5 minutes, you know, and shrinking, you know.
So the album Love Will Find a Way, where can people get that album now? I mean, it's available on iTunes and Amazon, I'm sure, but are there other places that people can go to find this particular
album? Well, it's not out yet.
It's finished.
It's finished.
What's the release date?
And we are partnering with our partners and deciding on our release date, but it's going to be out in the next 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And the tour that you're going to go on to support the album, is it an international tour?
We're going to try to do international.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to try to do the international tour. Just isolated, you know, very specific dates.
Mm-hmm. Do you have favorite places you like to perform when you're going out of the country?
Well, you know, we're going to Europe in a few weeks. And I love Europe in the summertime. Man, it's just the coolest. But yeah, people are different everywhere, and I've been touring and traveling so much that I'm not a stranger too much anywhere.
Mm.
So it's kind of like still part of my community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know, the Earth, Wind & Fire fans have been loyal. The Philip Bailey fans have been loyal for obvious reasons. You continue to put out tremendous music, and I'm sure everybody's excited to hear new music, new album, and tour. And the tour is going to be with Earth, Wind & Fire, or just a solo tour for you?
Oh, well, we're going with Earth, Wind & Fire in a month, but then I'm going to support the Love Will Find a Way project. Hopefully, you know, by the end of the year or beginning of next year.
Hmm. Love Will Find a Way, you mentioned, had a lot of social significance to it. I mean, we're dealing with difficult times right now,
the
headlines every day. If you were elected the president, if you could make changes, what would you do?
Well, you know, I think that as artists, we're kind of like a mirror for what's happening. And so this project is steeped with, you know, social responsibility. And, you know, we have the opportunity to speak not only to the people, but for the people. So we dug back into a lot of the songs that that were resonating during the civil rights movement and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff with Curtis Mayfield and Abby Lincoln and kind of did a retake of those songs and stuff. So, you know, our music, we want it to be inspiring, inspirational, and to speak to, you know, the passion of where people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a young aspiring musician who wants to become a Philip Bailey, wants to make a successful career out of a passion like music? What advice out of all the years you've done this?
Well, you know what? I think that you have to love what you're doing more than you mind going through the changes that you're going to have to go through
mm-hmm.
to do it. Because, you know, you're going to have to go through some challenges, you know, maybe a lot of different challenges. But if you're passionate and if you really have the gift, you know, stick with it. Learn the craft. Learn the people before you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and always stay open,
mm-hmm. you know. Now, you've done so many different things. You were an actor, too. You were on Matlock. You had a regular role on Matlock. I mean, is that something you want to do more of? You still look, I mean, you look handsome. You said, what, 67?
Yeah.
People, when you walked in the door here, said, no, there's no way.
Wow.
There's no way.
I'll pay you Tuesday.
No. Well, you look great.
Well,
I mean,
so do you.
Well, thank you very much. But do you want to do acting? Is that?
You know what? In the Matlock stuff was, I was going to and casting calls and doing stuff. You know, you're trying to find, you know, you find yourself and see what these things, if you like this or you like that and stuff. So I got a chance to do some acting on some different fronts. But I don't think it's anything that I'm serious about doing any, you know, if the right thing came along though, you know, I would have to, it depends on what it is.
Now I always ask this question, if when they make the Philip Bailey story.
Right,
who's gonna play Philip Bailey? Who do you want to be cast as Philip Bailey?
Probably my son.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll have to change the name.
Yeah. Well, his name is Philip, too.
That's right.
So, right, yeah. So he's a Philip D. So, yeah, because he looks just like me when I was younger
mm-hmm.
and stuff, so he could do that pretty well.
Mm. Is there any song that you guys passed on that, in hindsight, you regret passing on? Was there a song that was pitched to Earth, Wind, and Fire to record that you say, ah, that's not us, and then all of a sudden somebody else had a hit with it, and you say, if we'd only taken that song? Or no song?
I can't think of any, actually. Skip Scarborough wrote a bunch of great songs for us and Jeffrey Osborne, Denise Williams, and stuff. But fortunately, we never passed up "Can't Hide Love." Or,
But you had some great hits. I mean, from the catalog of Earth, Wind, and Fire songs, "September" and "Fantasy" and "After the Love Is Gone."
Thank you. never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had, till the sadness was all we shared. We were scared this affair would lead our love into something.
You know, we're in that enviable position that after we played 90 minutes, you know, we still haven't played all of the hits, you know, or the songs that people have grown to know and love. Mm-hmm. So,
and the great thing about music is that the fans that come to see you perform, they can be any age.
Yeah,
you're not offensive. You're not nasty. You guys are classy.
Yeah, we
it's
have
a
like
fun
four
party.
Generations now.
Yes,
know, listening to coming to the show.
And you're one of the first bands with horns, R&B, to actually put the whole big horn section in.
Yeah, those guys are still like playing their butts off, man. You know, every night when we go, you know, and give Earth, Wind & Fire horn section, a big round of applause, they get a rousing round of applause. I'm like, hey guys, what?
Now, if you could bring one book, if you were stuck on an island and you could bring one book and one album to that island, what would that book and what would that album be?
I'm not going to think about it. The Bible.
The Bible?
And I think I would take Kinda Blue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't expect that.
Well, it was kind of hard, you know, because I was going to say, you know, Inner Visions with Stevie Wonder.
Right, but,
you know, or What's Going On, but, you know, you said one.
And you recorded with Stevie Wonder, right?
Yeah, on Part-Time Lover.
Yes, yes. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that you got the, you know, you get the love and the credit you deserved.
Oh, well, it was such an honor for me. I'd just gotten home from being at Disneyland with my kids all day, and he calls at, you know, 11 o'clock at night. We didn't start the session until 4 in the morning. You know, he's you know, one of those kind of guys that at that time could stay up three days or something.
What's been the highlight for you in this career, looking back? I know there's been many highlights.
Yeah.
I mean, winning the first Grammy, winning the ninth Grammy, the Lifetime Achievement, all that stuff. But any highlight that just stands out for you personally in this business?
Well, you know, we were asked to play for two administrations.
Mm-hmm.
For the Obama administration, you know, actually two or three times, and for the Clinton administration, we've played for kings and queens and played, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize. So it's one of those kinds of things that you have to pinch yourself. My mother would have been so proud to have lived to see us do some of the things that we've gotten a chance to do. But they're still coming, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we're humbled by the fact that we're still able to do what we love to do, and especially at this level. Mm.
And as an African-American man, you must be particularly thrilled with the changes that are coming now, long overdue, to see that, you know, the Black Panther film do so well.
Yeah.
and all of the things that are happening.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
Yeah, it is quite, you know there's a lot of challenges still, you know, on every front, but you know, we're riding on the backs of those who have suffered and died and paid so many dues, you know. So, you know, it's good. I think that the humanity is becoming more educated, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot more compassionate with each other, you know, bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see many more albums to come? Earth, Wind & Fire, Philip Bailey Jazz album? Do you see a lot of albums in your future? Is there an album that you haven't done that you want to do?
You know, like I always say, you know, I would do this if I never got a dime. You know, a dime. I remember the first time they gave me a couple of dollars for playing some music, I said, oh, you get paid for it too, you know. Like, you know, so yeah, I would, you know, like a painter or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just who I am or what I do. But it's you know, it's a big treat to make so many people happy and get a chance to, you know, live a certain lifestyle and travel, meet so many people, make people happy.
Mm-hmm. Have you done holiday albums before? Thing.
Yeah, we did one. About 4 years ago, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, we did one with the fire. I haven't done one personally. Maybe that's something I should do. Yeah.
There you go. I want to get credit. In the album sleeve, put
okay.
me on the
LL.
LL. What an honor to meet you.
Man,
what
mine.
I grew up on your music, and I'm very close to you in age, but I grew up on your music and have just idolized everything you've done, everything you stood for. And I love the sounds of the new jazz album. I'm very excited for when it does come out.
Thank you so much.
And the tour. And so if people want to find you on the internet, I assume you're
mm-hmm.
there.
Philip Bailey, EWF. Earthwindandfire.com. Mm.
Love will find a way.
Yeah, love will find a way.
It better. Yes. We need it.
Yes,
we need it now.
Yes, too.
More than ever.
More than ever.
Thank you, Philip Bailey.
Thank you.
Our guest here on The Voice of America, Love Will Find a Way, the 10th album for this guy and his solo collection. My name is Larry London, and you are tuned to Border Crossings.
Everybody knows the truth, you just keep on pushing. Like your latest tale.
A trip down memory lane. What a great program. I can't thank Philip Bailey enough for giving us so much time so generously while being out on the road on tour promoting Earth, Wind & Fire and their illustrious career and catalog of hits. In addition to his new upcoming jazz album, Earth, Wind & Fire have been performing at different jazz festivals throughout the country. And what a pleasure to have Philip Bailey on our show today. Thank you, Philip Bailey, for coming on Border Crossings and bringing back some great memories from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thank you very much, Vince Bonner, our producer for today's show. I'm Larry London. We'll be back soon with more requests and dedications. I thank you so much for listening. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1. Music now.